Governor Richardson, an opposition Democrat and presidential candidate who also serves as a special envoy on North Korea, says Pyongyang may be late in honoring the terms of a February disarmament accord, but he does not believe the North Koreans are scuttling the deal.
They're difficult. They're unpredictable. They're isolated. But at the same time, I do believe that next week they're going to come forward and say, we're shutting down this reactor. We're inviting the international inspectors. It's going to take a while, but I believe we're all moving in the right direction.
Richardson spoke on ABC's This Week program. The top U.S. representative to the six-party talks, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, has expressed disappointment and frustration, saying he is not happy with the passing of the deadline. He added that the United States will closely monitor the situation in coming days. There has been no official comment from Pyongyang since Saturday, but North Korea previously insisted it must have access to funds that had been frozen in a Macau bank. Assistant Secretary of State Hill says Pyongyang now has access to the $25 million, funds the United States maintains were tied to money laundering operations. The U.S. cleared the way for the funds to be released last month. However, the transfer of the money has been delayed by what officials say are banking technicalities. Some observers have questioned whether North Korean officials will ever find it advantageous to fully terminate their country's nuclear weapons program. Governor Richardson says he believes they will.
In exchange for the North Koreans dismantling their nuclear weapons, North Korea gets a substantial amount of heavy fuel oil, food, energy assistance, lifting of sanctions, an armistice agreement which basically ends the Korean War. I believe they've made the strategic decision to move forward, but at the same time, the nuclear card is their biggest asset, so they're going to play it to the hilt.
Richardson added that he sees North Korea's return of the remains of six U.S. soldiers from the Korean War as a hopeful sign of cooperation from Pyongyang. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.